Good people. Good people. And maybe not so good people. As always, we'll let you decide that for yourself. It is a Monday night. It is your boy Cool McCain. I'm joined as always by my other half of the monarchy. I can't get my finger right. There we go. The playmaker. And of course we're here. Talk about the world of professional wrestling, specifically NXT, TNA, AEW, and the big dub, WWE. What up, Playmaker?
You good over there?
Good as I'm gonna be. You feel me?
All right. Fair warning. I don't know how long this show gonna take because when it comes to the WWE side of stuff, I'm just gonna get straight to the point.
The best, I'm going to go ahead and say this. The best thing the WWE had all week was the SummerSlam kickoff. That was the best thing the WWE had all week. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. A buck 50 with you. Two bucks with you. Because the rest of the stuff, it won't too much to it. But the kickoff was solid. I ain't even going to hang on the kickoff because the rest of the stuff was garbage. Paul even did a few things right.
So I guess I'm just going to get right to the point when we get to that. So I don't know how long the show's going to go.
It ain't that much to get to offside of the point. Like, they didn't give you a good Raw or SmackDown, really. So, I mean.
I wouldn't even focus on Raw or SmackDown this week.
But I'm just saying they didn't give you much to focus on. But, hey, Playmaker will present the WWE stuff the way he wants to. It is what it is. So we're going to start off, of course, where we always start off, in the wonderful world of NXT TNA. And we'll start off on the NXT side of NXT TNA.
Well, Mr. McCain, I can tell you Tuesday was the Vanity Project night. Kicked off the show with them retaining the tag team titles against Shane Legacy and Darren Van Dutch. Later on in the show, Jasper Drake got the win over Tavion Heights. So it was a good night for Vanity Project.
Yeah, it was a good night. Gotta give them their props when they do their thing. Because I don't always be on them when they don't do the thing, so. Gotta show both sides of it.
Silo Hill and Tristan Angel, they are not done with their rivalry yet. Go ahead and say, I see it in your face already.
No, not doing it today. I'm trying to be Lionel Richie tonight. I'm trying to be Lionel Richie tonight.
Why is this feud still going? That's what is on his face, but not in those words.
Yes. We can use those words.
Oh, man. Naraku faced off with Trey Wilder.
Inuyasha's stepbrother.
But I need one.
I mean half brother, excuse me.
Do you have to say who won that match?
Naraku.
So we were supposed to have a one-on-one women's North American title match, but Layla did suffer an injury at a live event. So Robert Stones decided, I think Robert Stones has been secretly listening to the show because Layla Diz went down and Robert Stones said, well, since Cool can't have his cake matcher that he wanted to, how about not only I replace one, I add two more in it. So we had Zarya defending the North American Championship against Easy Dane, Lizzie Reigns, and Nikita Lyons. See, I think Ross
a lot of cakes because Nikita Lyons by herself. Yeah, Nikita Lyons by herself is two sets of cakes.
I think Robert Stone was looking after you. Robert Stone was looking after you, man.
I appreciate you, Rob Stone.
We went from a one-on-one match to a fatal four-way.
Caked up fatal four-way, too. Robert Stone said, my boy, I got you. Good look, my boy.
Of course, when you have Natty and Comet Petra out there, you know who is going to pop up at some point in time.
Absolutely.
You want to do it or you want me to do it?
I'm going to let you do it.
Miss Parker showed up, took care of them, and Zarya was able to retain the Women's North American Championship.
Now, what I am going to say is, hey, Miss Parker. I'm going to say that.
But we was not done with the cakes on NXT.
We were not.
We need Kendall Gray to have a number one contender. We need to figure that part out. Who can Kendall Gray face for her women's NXT title? The former champion, Willow Vice, or somebody who's been trying to get a shot for the longest and has not gotten it yet, Kalani Jordan.
Kalani cakes.
Or the upstart, the newcomer, Kyla Armstrong. Who would it be?
Who?
And one of the things that WWE did smart, this is not me being biased, this is me being storyline focused, okay? Smart, Lola Vice won. This means we get to run it back.
That was the smart move. It's bad if she doesn't at least have a very strong showing and loss, though. Really, you know what I'm saying? Because you can lose the match, but you got to look strong. Because if not, you knock her down too far.
So you're going to run that title match back.
You about to move her up, it's all good, though.
So, yeah, we're going to run that title match back.
Because, you know, according to reports, there might be a prominent spot open on the Raw Women's roster.
Well, I guess actually, it might be a prime spot open on SmackDown too. Now that you brought that up, I guess I'm about to put that into the show later on. Okay. Post match as NXT went to go off air, we went from the women's women's NXT champion to the men's champion because Tony D decided to pull a page out of Naraku's playbook and fight him in the parking lot. Which sets up for tomorrow night when their rematch is now, Mr. McCain, a street fight for the NXT Championship.
Yeah, because it's not like, you know, we have any kind of stipulation match between two guys who have, you know, been just really tearing at each other the last few weeks. It's not like we have that anywhere else in WWE. So this is just such an original thing they're doing.
There you go. 10 minutes into the show, and
there's
NXT.
Sarcasm.
Oh, I know. Aware.
No, just for those who are not aware, sarcasm. It's fine.
Passing the 10-minute mark, that's NXT for you.
This dude, like, he is on the clock on how fast he can finish the night. It's not what she doesn't like that, sir. She never likes when we finish fast.
Like I said, I don't know how long the show is going to be tonight. I gave you a disclaimer.
All right, so now we're going to the world of the half of the TNA. So Thursday Night Impact. We started off things with the Knockouts TV Championship Tournament. We had a match between M by Elegance, which is in my opinion, the prettiest one, or the, you know, but she's ready. You know, I got little soft spots for redheads too, of the group versus the twisted, crazy Rosemary. I do appreciate some of these matches in the tournament because they are highlighting the actual TNA talent. Like, you sometimes you get these shows, AEW's bad for this, and they'll bring in people from other promotions. It's like, bro, how about you get your own people good first? That's what we want. We want you to get your own people good first. So, M by Elegance wins the match by spitting champagne into Rosemary's eyes and then rolling her up. I want to say this makes sense because Rosemary is one half of the tag team champions with Allie. So you don't need her advancing far into the Knockouts Television Championship. You really could have did the match without having Rosemary in it.
Sounds familiar.
But hey, at least we got rid of her early. Allow people who need opportunities to get them. Right? We didn't have Rosemary go all the way to the finals and then lose, and then the person she loses to wants to fight her for her championship. We didn't have
how, that. How dare TNA be different?
All right, System, after that was backstage, they had a bad night last week. They reflected on it. So Bear Bronson is taking on Bang Bang. And I'm catching on to that. I'm liking it. Like, little baby, so. I'm with that. And TNA X Division Champion Cedric Alexander is taking on Fabian Aichner. And he's confident he's going to keep his championship because, remember, right now he's the only person in the system with gold.
Don't get used to that.
So then, now I want to say before I say this, y'all know I like AJ Friends. I like what he's doing with character. He's reinventing himself. He's doing something similar but different, right, in TNA. But they did him wrong this week. Oof. You know they put him up against, sir?
Oof.
Moose. Mm. Moose. Mm. Moose. We know who won his match. Expressions was out with AJ Francis, but you need at least 2 or 3 more people because it's Moose. If we're being honest about everything, Moose is one of the main guys, whether he has a championship or not, in TNA. But he won this match by disqualification. Frankie Kazarian got involved in the match because he got mad because Moose hit AJ Francis into Frankie Kazarian by accident, and Kazarian spilled his popcorn. So Moose got rammed face first into a steel post.
And then we're crying over spilled popcorn.
So now we know the next feud for Moose is going to be beating up on Frankie Kazarian.
Spill popcorn.
Elena Black has a little interview where she says that she's focusing on her TNA Knockouts TV Championship Tournament match next week against Wendy Chu. Zaya Brookside interrupts her and tells her to stay in her lane.
Dang, what lane is that?
I don't even know. So then Mustafa Ali doing a state of the order address for Order 4. He's disappointed in their failures, so they need someone to hold him accountable. So he has hired Mila Moore as the Secretary of Strategic Affairs. Natasha Steele definitely does not like this. Jason Hotz and John Schuyler are not fond of it. Tasha Steeles, she really doesn't like this. More thanks Ali for believing her in the opportunity. She says that in Ali, she trusts thing you have to say. And then Ali wants to determine the next contender for the international championship that he holds. He says he'll even let them vote for who challenges him. He ain't worried about them.
Interesting.
So Moose did get jumped after his match by AJ Francis and Kazarian. So he's under evaluations. What a shock. Lei Ying Li, his name just be killing me, is currently out of action. She got a head injury in her match. So there's, just quick update on injuries. So the Righteous have been invited to the Hardy compound. That's this spooky thing they're doing. So, I'm going to just let it ride. We got Bear Bronson versus Ricky Sosa. And of course, we get the Bang Bang Sosa Sosa interest, all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, when the bell has rung, Bear Bronson beats Ricky Sosa. Mm. This is the only thing that makes sense. Because he has help. So it's the only thing that makes sense for Sosa to lose, but, look fairly good. Look like he's improving. Moose went to Elijah and was like, hey, yo, team up with me next week to take out Kazarian and Francis. Then we had another knockouts TV title tournament match. We had Harley Hudson versus Thea Hale. This was not a bad match, but it just, how matches just are missing something?
Yeah.
This is missing something. Thea Hale did win the match against Harley Hudson, so she'll be moving on too.
Okay.
Then we have a world champion coming in to talk and not to finish championship. We'll see this again at least once. Nick Namath says he's looking at greatness, acknowledge it. World's talking about him as TNA world champion. All that good stuff. Casey Navarro comes out to interrupt him. He says he's not having a discussion with Navarro and tells him to leave the ring. Navarro says he has his eyes on the knockout, on the TNA world championship. He wants a shot at it. Tells Namath to put on line against him next week. Namath says, okay. If Navarro leaves him alone so he can say what he's got to say. Darrell will make the match official. All right. Then we have an actual match as the main event. Actual match. Cedric Alexander versus Fabian Aichner.
You should feel some type of way.
Say what?
So you sure feel some type of way.
So Aichner, in his first attempt at goal in TNA, was unsuccessful. He lost the match to Cedric Alexander. So, of course, he's still champion. And the matches that are confirmed for next week for TNA Impact. AJ Francis and Frankie Kazarian against Moose and Elisha. We've got Jada Stone and Alicia Edwards in the Knockouts TV tournament, first round. They need to do something about Jada Stone's look. I'm just going to say that. Elena Black and Wendy Chu, they have a match. And, of course, we have Nick Namath versus Casey Navarro for the TNA World Championship. I'm sure they'll add a couple more matches, but that's essentially what we have That's essentially what's going to be rocking. That's essentially what we got. So we're going to take us a quick commercial break. Then we're going to come back. And we're going to hit y'all with some more Monarchs of Wrestling. The D-verse, Monarchs of Wrestling.
Rams fans all around the world.
It's a beautiful thing to be a Rams fan right now. Stafford's back. We will see about Cup. And running back Kerryon Williams to return.
Lend me your ears. Or should I say, lend Playmaker your ears. As he breaks down week by week everything in the Los Angeles Rams canon.
Number 99, Aaron Donald. Can't wait for 2029 to come. To know that you are going in the Hall of Fame and it should be first ballot, no questions asked.
Join the Playmaker as he breaks down everything Los Angeles Rams style in Ramily Talk on the Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts.
The game at BetUS, America's favorite sportsbook. Over 50 sports, live betting, online casino, horse racing, esports, and more. Start now and enjoy easy deposits, fastest payouts, and the biggest bonuses. And for over 25 years, BetUS is a name you can trust. Mention TV150 now and get up to 150% in bonuses. BetUS, we've got your game. Call or visit BetUS.com now to join.
Hey, Eagles fan, join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week, in an objective manner, and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care! Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast, every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. So, my co-host is off screen. 4 minutes, it's all good. Because you got your boy here with you. So you good. Feel me? All right. We're going to jump into a little AEW. Talk about what was happening in the world Dynamite. Nothing big I remember happened on Collision this week. So, you know, we'll just talk about Dynamite. So we started off with a tag team championship match. Cage and Cope versus the Death Riders, and this would be the, I'm going to say, C-Squad. Willer and Garcia. So, Cage and Cope won this match. Of course, Willer Yuta ate the pin. Willer Yuta always eats pins. So right before this match, at the very beginning of the show, we saw Jon Moxley telling Will Ospreay he cannot hesitate with that hidden blade. And as when it's time to take his shot, he got to take it no matter who is across from him. Keep in mind, his opponent will be none other than one of his mentors, Kenny Omega, who's your new AEW champion. So we go from there. Of course, the Cajun Cope or Edge and Christian get beat up after the match. The Bang Bang Gang comes out. Even though he's teaming with Edge, it still feels like Christian's a heel, which I think would be good for his long-term work after he's done with the tag team run with Edge. So there's that. Second match, Andrade El Idolo, Mr. How You Know, against Jake Doyle. So Andrade El Idolo gets the win by pinfall. And of course he says, How You Know. They even chant it during matches. Anytime the fans are chanting it, you win it, no matter what. Andrade came out with two women. My man still took a picture with a female at ringside. So now he has the MJF, F. Don Callis shirt, but he has the tape over the bad words. The demand before the match backstage, the demand distracted the conglomeration, and then the lethal twist jumped them because the conglomeration said, nobody in the conglomeration is going to touch you. And the lethal twist are not in the conglomeration. I mean, not in the demand, but they did touch him. All right, then we're going to go to Kenny Omega. Of course, he has his world championship celebration. Always happens. Ospreay came out. Then the Jet came out. And they're going to have a match. Next week. But the Jet can pull it off and look good like I just talked about in losing. This could set him up for next year. Because you're getting a big opportunity early. And you got to take advantage of these when you get them because everybody does not get these opportunities, especially this early in their career. So shout out to the Jet for showing Mr. Powder Tornadoes a little something extra. When Will Ospreay came out, he compared them to Goto and Vegeta. I always like those comparisons. I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan. The cleaner did give MJF some props as a fighting champion. And then we got a vignette from Jungle Jack Perry, no more longer Jungle Boy, just Jungle Jack Perry, that he said chapter two of his journey begins his breakthrough to the top, and he wants a new star to fight him on Collision. So Brodito fought Aaron Solo and Nick Camarado. I think we know who won this match. Brodito, in case you weren't aware. International championship match. We've got the Don Callis family member, Kyle Fletcher, versus Commander. Commander is your Ring of Honor champion, if I remember correctly. Make sure that I'm saying that right. Oh, no, it's not. My bad. But Commander, there's another guy we look at to say, we're just filling space at this point until we can get the matches that we want. So next week, we should get a good match between Proto Kata and Brodito. So we'll see how things go. Kyle Fletcher did beat Commander by pinfall, but I'm thinking he wasn't surprised about that. Renee Paquette did an interview with the Brawling Birds. They promised to not let England down in their pursuit of success. Chris Jericho pre-taped segment where he brought back the Painmaker for a redemption challenge match against Tommaso Ciampa. So we'll see how that goes. Darby Allin had a match with Brian Cage. You look at it and you say, how could Darby Allin defeat Brian Cage? Well, you know, Darby Allin always seems to make a way. He did beat Brian Cage, which to me is crazy, but it happened. Darby Allin is challenging Kevin Knight for the TNT Championship in the future here. No explanation, just that it's happening. Then we had Mercedes Moné and the Divine Dominion against Willow Nightingale, Maya World, and Heon. So I was wondering about this just because of doing some things with Willow Nightingale. Never know what they were going to do. But the move that made sense, the one they did, was Mercedes Moné, Megan Bain, and the Cross Lady defeated Heon, Maya World, and Willow. And that's the one that made the most sense. That was the main event. I will say this. I feel like AEW does a good job of trying to hit everything that they can. Not that they hit everything cleanly every week, but you can see the effort that they're putting in. They're working and trying to make each show feel differently. Pace is different. Subject matter is different. What they're talking about. It's not a necessary straight minute continuation, but you see things kind of slide into place. You know what I'm saying? So that is going to end the coverage that we have for AEW. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back. Yeah, I know what time it'll be then.
Whether it's the men's college game,
the way that this season has been going, anything is possible.
The women's college game.
And how passionate Angel Reese was at that press conference. They got their mojo now.
The WNBA.
AJ wasn't around, so they won it too. Followed by.
Oh, commercial problem. Let's start it over.
Whether it's the men's college game.
The way that this season has been going. Anything is possible.
The women's college game.
And how passionate Angel Reese was at that press conference. They got their mojo now.
The WNBA.
AJ wasn't Brianna Stewart 1-2, followed by Brittany Griner, Aaliyah Boston, Jackie Young.
Or the NBA.
The Lakers had a 0.8 chance of winning.
And then what happened in the fourth quarter?
LeBron James by himself outdid the Clippers.
You will get any and all of the information right at your fingertips or your earlobes. Join the Playmaker as he breaks down all things basketball in Shooting Lights Out on the Playmaker's blog, network, YouTube channel, and where you can find podcasts. Join the Transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze girl.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color crown they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can be the black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific Time Zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
everything Boston. I love you, you morons. You kids on the block, New Edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
All right, good people. So as of now, your boy is riding solo. Solo Sokoa. No Sokoa. On y'all get my take. Y'all might be like, dad. All right. Playmaker's back. I'm gonna let him do it.
My type of situation as we go. All right, real quickly, Monday Night Raw. We heard from Brock Lesnar, Paul Heyman. We pretty much talking about the accession. Brock Lesnar has Oval Femi. The accession Oval Femi has with Brock Lesnar. And Paul Heyman hired fake cops to do a smoke and mirrors with Oval Femi, and it didn't work. Io Sky beat Roxanne Perez with the help of Sol Ruka returning the favor from the previous week.
Mm-hmm.
We got to hear from the Vision. Logan Paul, Braun Breaker, Austin Theory, and the newest member, Maxine Dupri.
Yep, yep.
How did you feel about that promo?
I mean, she seems to be the brains. I like it. I also like the way she did Otis. That was funny to me.
Poor Otis. And the brains part is because a little later on in the night, they met up with Paul Heyman. He was like, that's great. And he said, you have her. What do you need me for? And walked away. So it sounds like Paul Heyman is not part of the Vision no more.
I'm going to call cap on that.
What makes you call cap?
I think it's going to be a stepping away period, but he'll be back with him. That's what I believe. We'll see.
Okay. Speaking of running things back, Boris Keys and Jimmy Uso, they ran their match back on Raw from what happened on SmackDown, and Royce Keys wins by via disqualification. You got Solo, you got 5-2, and then you got LA Knight, and then LA Knight gets the mic and he says, you three, including your brother Jay, versus myself, Royce Keys, and stared at Solo for a pretty good minute. And Solo's a call.
I mean, you kind of had to do it, right? Like, you had to do it. You had to do it.
6-man tag team match scheduled for SummerSlam.
It's better than some of the other matches, for sure. But we'll talk about it next week.
The Intercontinental Championship number one contender gauntlet match featuring Dominic Mysterio, featuring Joe Hendry, Javon Evans, Dragon Lee, Rusev, Ethan Page, and Chad Gable. The winner gets the shot at Penta at SummerSlam. Well, Ms. McCain, they said, well, we got one guy going home for a big match. Let's give the other guy the same treatment. So, Chad Gable is your number one contender for Penta.
I feel like it's actually a winnable match for Chad Gable, who's a lot more interesting now than when previously he was chasing the Intercontinental Championship. When I simply said he would just take the championship and bury it, I meant that. I stand by it. But we have a new Chad Gable now, so I will give him his props that he has developed himself into a character that somebody might even care a little bit about now.
We had got a vignette from Big Cass. Big Cass is returning to the WWE on August 3rd. Thoughts and feelings on Big Cass returning to World Wrestling Entertainment?
Well, we're going to get back bada bing, bada boom with these guys in the room. How you doing? Everybody being S-A-W-F-T? Soft. I'm with it. We're getting Big Cass by itself.
You ain't got to look like that, though. You ain't got to look like that. Jeez.
I ain't say nothing, though.
And that's the point.
I ain't say nothing.
And the main event of the evening was a contract signing between Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns for the World Heavyweight Championship match. And some words were exchanged between the two.
That's one way to put it.
I'll let you go from there.
I'm going to just say this. I'm going to say it like this. I would recommend going back and listen to how everything was said, when it was said, the excellent placement of the back and forth. But I'll say this. We've been talking about a long time, like Roman Reigns, solid on the mic, but you know, this person's better, that person's better. For one night, I'm not saying one night only, but for one night, on Monday night, Roman Reigns turned his shoe sideways, shined it up real nice, and shoved it up Seth Rollins' keister in the verbal battle. Roman Reigns.
He cooked Seth Rollins.
He cooked Seth Rollins with grease, seasonings, bread, and everything. You feel me? He fried him like some chicken. Seth tried to come back with a little something, but bro, he was done. It was a fork already put in you. Shout out to the Tribal Chief. Because the Tribal Chief got vicious on the mic. The Tribal Chief, he showed us why he's a Tribal Chief. And for Monday night, we must all acknowledge him.
Whew. Yeah, go back. Yeah, I gotta go back and listen to that. I can't even.
Or just Google. I mean, not Google, but go on YouTube and look for their segment.
Man, that was crazy. I was like, oh.
I would definitely recommend it.
Okay. All right. Be adding some steam to the fire. Mm-hmm. So that was Monday Night Raw. Let's go with SmackDown. Which, I must admit, not the best SmackDown they could have done.
No.
Not the best.
SmackDown episode was not good. Bro, I am so shocked.
Hey, I am unbiased. I'll tell the truth when it needs to be told. So, why is Finn Balor all of a sudden going against the MFT? So, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, it's thing because they were all part of Bullet Club back in New Japan Pro Wrestling. So they have to, according to whatever rogue elder, quote unquote rogue elder that they're listening to, they need to destroy their past. So leave the MFTs going up against Finn Balor, probably supposed to win, but you know that didn't happen, but they It's Finn Balor.
Finn Balor beat Tama Tonga the previous week, and then last Friday he beat Tama Tonga.
Finn Balor. It's Finn Balor. It's not a regular guy. It was Finn Balor.
Let me rewind and go back to the very beginning because important news dropped at the very beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Mr. McCain, there will be no sighting of Miami for SummerSlam.
There will not be. They're still in this from AEW. One of the good things that Tony Khan did.
So we will have a ladder match at SummerSlam with five women to determine the interim WWE Women's Champion. Meaning Rhea Ripley is still the champion, but until she's fully able to come back, we'll have an interim champion. And then when Rhea Ripley does come back, the two champs will be fighting each other for the right to be called the champion.
A la Tony Tondrick Khan.
Anything you want to add before I continue on?
Nothing at all, sir. Nothing at all.
The first of the match that featured the United States Women's Champion, Tiffany Stratton, going against the leader of Fatal Influence, JC Jane. And unlike AEW, unlike TNA, Tiffany Stratton won, so she's in the ladder match. So you already have, you have a champion in the championship ladder match.
That's all I got to say about that.
But we wasn't done with the ladies because we had Nia Jax, who people are saying she went through a transformation.
I mean, she definitely has dropped some weight for sure.
Going to get, I'll let you do the honor, sir, because that's how you like to introduce her. I would say the leader of the baddies.
Jade Cargill. Thunder Kicks.
There you go. Jade Cargill advances to the ladder match via disqualification, in which, as much as I would love to go after Paul Triple H Levesque at this moment in time, because I had a SummerSlam match I was looking forward to, I have to be fair and unbiased and understand the reason. If Rhea Ripley wouldn't have got hurt, I would have had my match. I would have had my match. But Rhea got hurt. WWE had to change plan. Which gets me. Wait a minute. Hold on. Time. How is that? Y'all can change the plans that you had for Rhea Ripley because he's injured, but then change the plans for Liv Morgan because Stephanie McMahon was injured.
Put my hands behind my head. Blow my breath.
Make it make sense.
I am not going to make that make sense, sir. Not going to do it.
Liv Morgan has been active. Y'all put her in a freaking Queen of the Ring tournament, and she still has not defended that title yet. We got to wait to SummerSlam for her to finally defend that title.
And we almost didn't get that.
Rhea Ripley's down. You said, oh, we need to make something happen fast and quick. Unfortunately, Charlotte and Jade, we have to put your rivalry on hold because, we need to get an interim championship going right now. So we need ladies to compete for this title. And so, Charlotte, you're going to help Jade by accident get into the ladder match because she's going to win by disqualification. And y'all telling us, y'all couldn't line nobody up for Liv Morgan this whole time? Like, we had to wait till Io Sky beat Liv Morgan to win Queen of the Ring title to get a shot at Liv Morgan for the world title? What are we doing?
Not the exciting of a show, guys. Not the exciting of a show. There was one good part, though.
Now, back off my... Let me get off my soapbox, as people would like to say. Let me get back to Tessa Ann. Blake Monroe made an appearance. And she beat up Candice LeRae in making that appearance. And told Johnny Gargano to get a haircut. But it makes it interesting why they chose to go after Candice LeRae. That's interesting. That's my interesting question. I mean, I ain't mad at it. Britt Monroe's on TV. But it was interesting that they picked Candice LeRae out of all air, right? And for some reason, can we stop with the Johnny Gargano being a plank? I got you on that one.
I saw something that shot me, my bad.
Well, unfortunately, the War Raiders are still with the company because now they on SmackDown and they beat Fastlane. We was wondering where they was at. Now we know.
Well, they've been on the last 2-3 weeks trying to get a match with Damian Priest and Truth.
Yeah. Let me go back to the beginning of the show because Gunther went to voice his frustration, but Adam Pearce stopped him and told him if you wasn't being such a deuce, putting in lamest terms, and would have let Nick Aldis finish his thought process before you decided to choke him out, you would have learned that you teaming with Sammy would actually benefit y'all if y'all can beat Cody Rhodes and CM Punk inside a nice main event. Because if y'all did, y'all be part of the Fatal 4-Way. That will be instead of the one-on-one. And then, okay, this past Friday is the Cody Rhodes that I don't mind seeing.
Right.
He came straight out there, went straight for Gunther. He grabbed him, he said, "You kicked my head in with a car door. You didn't think it wasn't going to be on site when I saw you?" I said, now that's the Cody Rhodes I want right there.
Right.
That's the one. That's it right there, Cody. It was on site when I saw you.
On site.
And since it was on site, Adam Pearce said, how about y'all two fighting the main event? So you got two people, one who has a title match, one who thinks he deserves a title match in the ring, and they both are fighting to get with the guy who has the title. And the guy who was the former champion is not going to go away quietly either. So, all that being said, we ain't got no finish in the main event because all four guys started beating up each other. Anything from the main event? Nope. Let's then go to Saturday night's main event, the main event of the weekend. We had an impromptu match to kick off the festivities at Madison Square Garden with Chuck Williams went up against L'Oreal Kid. A little nostalgia match to get people going and crunking and whatnot. And, of course, Trick really won. And, yeah, Trick really is still that guy to the crowd, even at Madison Square Garden.
They was all about that whooping that Trick.
If you got that at Madison Square Garden, yeah, you're going places. The shocker of the week was the actual opening match on the Peacock stream of the main card. We have new women's tag team champions, Fatal Influence, Miss McKay. You have nothing? Or are you trying to hold it in?
Nothing.
I was surprised. I didn't think they was going to do a title change at Saturday Night's Main Event.
They only had, what, like three matches? I mean, you got to do something to make it make sense to even have the event. This is really the only thing that made it even worth having the event. To be honest, I mean, if we're just being 100% above, keeping the buck around these parts.
Danhausen versus JD Madonna in a street fight. JD pretty much controlled most of this match against Danhausen. Even the mini houses came in and they wasn't much of a dividend. And all of a sudden, out from the housing machine, time machine, came Carl Anthony Towns.
When he went and put the stuff
cat. He put a cat and a Knicks jersey in there. Which, if you think about it, makes sense. In a funny way. So as I heard Ray Bear say, he's putting a cat in the Knicks jersey. So I get it now. By the way, the choke slam cat delivered. Impressive. Post out of the JD Madonna Dom Mysterio, which they know how to perform.
I got nothing.
Then how's he still wins, which means Judgment Day is still cursed. Bayley versus Lyra Valkyria. Physical, intense, and what Kuma McCain probably likes the most about this match, it was violent afterwards. Even though it happened to his main girl, Bayley.
My main cheeks.
Lyra gets the dub. Hey, but she just didn't want the dub either. Any thoughts on this whole situation?
So Bayley's cakes are always a pleasure to watch, win or lose. You know, it's always a pleasure to see that. Curious as to where they're going with Lyra. This is what I was talking about earlier when I said there might be spots open because they're acting. Or treating this like it might be the end of Bayley with WWE. So we'll see how, if that's truly playing out, if that's just internet propaganda.
Yeah, and unfortunately, don't know what to do with Jordynne Grace, so she might be on her way out too on SmackDown. So that's how that went. And then we get to the main event. No, Saturday Night Main Event. CM Punk and Cody Rhodes teaming together against Gunther and Sami Zayn. The object is for Cody Rhodes and CM Punk to win to keep the match 1-on-1 for their SummerSlam match. The objective for Gunther and Sami Zayn to get a win so they can turn that said 1-on-1 match into a fatal four-way. As things was looking good and trending upward towards Gunther and Sami Zayn, things took a turn when one SmackDown GM, Nick Aldis, appeared, pulled the referee out to the ring, grabs the belt, knocks Gunther upside the head with said belt. Punk and Rose gets the 1-2-3, keeping their match a 1-on-1 match.
Paul. Good job, sir. Good job. I have given you a lot of work lately, and you've deserved every bit and more. But y'all made that work. Y'all made that work. That's a way to end Saturday night's lame event. Because it's what it was. Besides that.
The following day, you had the SummerSlam kickoff show at Fanatics Fest. Speaking of Paul, he came out there. He was getting ready to do his thing. And then Gunther come out. Gunther confronted one Triple H. They thought it showed up behind it. And there was some fisticuffs thrown at each other. And Triple H said, this is a no. You know how we do things in WWE? We sell it in the ring. So guess what? You want it? You want it? Then here it is. Nick Aldis versus Gunther at SummerSlam.
Another good job. But we knew this was coming, but how they got there. Another good job.
All right. Here we go. The card is starting to shape up for SummerSlam. We did see Liv Morgan and Dirty Dom at the kickoff show. Dan Housen as well. And Dan Housen still has the Judgment Day curse, including Liv Morgan. So as things sit, things are trending one way for a certain match.
Facts.
Just throwing that out there. It's trending. We're not saying which way, but it's trending one way for a certain match.
Facts.
What else happened on that kickoff show that I can't remember? You heard from Seth Rollins.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, I didn't get to the like the real main event of Saturday night's main event. I'll get there. We heard from Seth Rollins after his failed attempt at Saturday night's main event, by the way. I don't think he said anything interesting. Did you?
Nope.
The part I do want to get to from the kickoff before I go back to Saturday night's main event to close it out. CM Punk and Cody Rhodes had an interesting change on the kickoff show, Mr. McCain.
Yes, they did.
Something about egos?
Yep. CM Punk said, it's your ego saying I'm not your brother. You can't trust me because your ego won't let you trust me because you've been stabbed in the back before. He said, I'm not going to stab you in the back. He apologized for accidentally hitting him with the belt. He said, but I'm not apologizing for this. And then he mushed him.
I love Cody Rhodes' response. I'm wearing proper pants. Of course I have an ego. Right. Is it me or there's a different side of Cody Rhodes that's coming out more and more?
It's more interesting.
But back to side of the main event, to the real main event, where Roman Reigns and Jalen Brunson took center stage. Obviously, WWE didn't plan this out perfectly because I get the idea. You didn't plan this out perfectly because, one, why would you put Tyrese Halliburton in that situation where he is coming off an Achilles injury and he hasn't even done anything basketball-wise? So you know the Indiana Pacers weren't going to sign up on him doing anything in the WWE.
Well, I mean, he haven't done nothing because it's not like Scanner Park could do anything either because he got the wrist injury. So
yeah, what I'm saying is I'm pretty sure WWE was thinking, didn't know that Jalen Brunson was going to have that wrist injury. And probably wanted to do more with the two. Those are all going to get to Jalen Brunson. He and his original engine, they probably limit to what the creatives wanted to do with them two.
Jalen Brunson's wrist been hurt since the thing. They probably knew it. I mean, they probably didn't want nothing more than what they got, to be honest with you. Because they didn't even let him really get physical before. It was
Could we see them two at SummerSlam?
No. I mean, we could see them there, but they ain't going to get physical. We could see them there.
And I can tell you, Jalen Brunson personality shows that he doesn't really care for the spotlight.
That's true.
That man was nervous.
That's true.
And be honest, should we be surprised that WWE went this route? I mean, New York finally won it. The Knicks finally won the title in how many years?
A whole lot.
And they like to say New York is the home of WWE? Come on now. But that was your Saturday night's main event. That was your weekend. That was the kickoff show and Saturday night's main event. I'm done.
You should be done. You know why you should be done? Because Saturday night's main event was lackluster at best. Raw and SmackDown, they know if they wanted to try to pump Saturday night's main event or just look for SummerSlam. So they tried to do can both.
And they can y'all do me a favor? I'm glad you said that. Sorry, cut you off. Can y'all do me a favor, WWE? Paul, can you do me a favor? Stop having Saturday night's main event close to a Big Four PLE. It's not working. Now, you gave us a shot factor in favor of Influence winning the tag team titles. And according to my coaches, you gave us a good send-off, which you did with the four men in the tag team match.
Well, technically, you ruined it again with the Roman Reigns thing with Jalen Brunson, but I'm not acknowledging that as really part of the show, just a little.
A celebration for the Knicks winning the title.
Yeah, I'm not really acknowledging this anything more than that.
But stop having your Saturday night's main event run around the time Big Four is happening.
Well, Saturday night's main event, if you would just space it off like you're supposed to, you wouldn't have a problem. But they don't, they're just doing what they want to. They're just like, oh, we got to do one.
See, you doing your next one's in September. You actually can put time and effort into that one. Because Survivor Series is not until November.
Let's be real. They're still not going to put time in a Saturday night's main event. They haven't since it came back. They have not made it feel like a main event. They have made it seem like Saturday night's superstars. WWE superstars. This is what they made it seem like. So it's going to continue to be that.
But they need to do something with the one in September because actually it's going to be in Atlanta where somebody that we know resides at.
I mean, they should do something with every one of them. They're supposed to be.
They should.
But they don't.
So, and plus, you ain't got to worry about Money in the Bank. You moved it to October.
Don't hold your breath on me.
No, because that was actually scheduled for September, then they moved it to October. I guess they moved it to October for Saturday night's main event.
We got a few comments, y'all. Let's get to them. All right, so Yolanda Sly saying, what's going on, Yolanda? OTC. And then she says, Stephanie dealing with personal issues too. Stephanie Vaquer. Ex-husband stuff. It makes
even with that,
when it comes to your style, three simple words: you are cursed. I love it, Nitz. I love it.
Even with the whole thing with Stephanie Becker, WWE still should have had a plan for Liv Morgan, not just her having the title.
There's enough other women that should never be an excuse. Big time, Big Doug in the building. He says, "Gentlemen," he says, shaking my head. What a joke. Then he says, "Give me the realness of the 70s." And 80s wrestling, good Lord. Man, if we could get back to that, it would be crazy, but they never will. They don't even know how to anymore.
They're afraid to go back to the 90s.
And then Yolanda says that it was only supposed to be like four Saturday night main events a year, right? Yes, ma'am. And whatever happened to that stupid championship that they were supposed to do? Girl! The John Cena, let's vote on it. You don't have to win goofy, waste of time, trash championship. That's what you're talking about, Yolanda. You know what it, you know what they did with it? They packed it up. It should have been packed up. John Cena should have been packed up for suggesting that. You could have had a John Cena championship, right? All you had to do was get one and say, all the winners on the show, all the winners you vote for. But you ain't got to win the match to be a champion. They know they had the next that once they got that feedback. That video might have had more dislikes than Jey Uso. Yeet. And you know what it says, laugh out loud. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying, y'all. I'm holding my tongue on that one.
Hey, y'all.
It is
7:58. Y'all got 2 minutes to get your drinks, get your TV tuned in, all that good stuff. You ain't got no excuses. You ain't got no more World Cup, none of that.
Shout out to Spain.
Yeah, shout out to Spain, bro. U.S. Maybe one day you'll get together, but I don't have much hope.
One day? Will we be alive for that one day?
Will the world still be existing for that one day? Good night, fellas. Good night, Yolanda. And hey, as always, it's never where you start. It is always where you finish.
Good night, my sister.
Dealing with a little bit of situations here and there, make sure you holler at them. Make sure you make sure that they feel good and that everything's good. Everything is everything. Your boys is out. We will see you back next week. Hopefully the World of Wrestling will give us a little bit more excitement. But you know.
They better. They don't got much time left before SummerSlam be here.
Man. Don't hold your breath, pimpin'.
We out. I said this shit. Is it?